This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Sign-ups for the new Dairy Margin Coverage Program will begin on June 17th. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue made that announcement last week. Joining us with more, Bob Gray from Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperative. And Bob, this delay a bit disappointing, but the department has been working on writing the rules since the government shutdown, huh?
Well, yeah, the secretary has said the middle of June, which is disappointing. We were hoping, you know, they would start the sign-up April 1st, but of course we had the shutdown, and that delayed the writing of the rules. But he's saying now the middle of June, and then the payments would start in early July. That's what he said with the hearing on Wednesday.
But it's expected these payments will be retroactive to the beginning of the year.
It is. That's what they're telling us. And sort of the language in the Farm Bill implied that these programs, the payments would be retroactive to January 1st. That's correct.
So what about the old margin protection program that sputtered there for 3 years and the payments that are still owed for that?
Yeah, well, they will be paid. First of all, those payments have continued for the amendment that was passed last year in the disaster relief bill last March at the $8 margin level, which didn't give them huge payments, but did help. And they will be paid on through. But those that paid in initially in the old margin protection program way back in 2014 and didn't get a nickel back, they will be paid up to 75% of what they paid in, and they will be refunded. So let's say they paid in $5,000 or $6,000 back in 2015 and got nothing back. If they apply for the new dairy margin coverage program and they pay, you know, their premium is $3,000 or whatever for this current year, they will get not only a refund on 75% of that, but it will carry forward. So they may pay no premium this year in getting that refund back, and whatever they have left will carry forward to 2020 as well, Bill. So that is encouraging.
Yeah, let's switch gears here and talk about whole milk in school lunches. This is something you've been following for a while now.
That gets under my skin, I tell you. It is something I've been following forever, and Congressman Glenn Thompson from Pennsylvania has been one of the leaders. I give him a lot of credit. He's worked with Congressman Joe Courtney from Connecticut and others. It's been a bipartisan issue, particularly on the House side, because this dietary commission, which is a very important commission since they set dietary guidelines, and most of the schools follow these, Bill, you know, and these dietary guidelines, a lot of people think, well, they're just guidelines, but the schools, the local schools seem to follow these very, very closely. And they have, you know, really stripped, you know, 2% whole milk out of the school lunch line. And as you know, over the last several years, we've had flavored milk, chocolate milk, only at skim milk level, which is terrible, tastes terrible. And finally, Secretary Perdue restored 1% flavored milk, chocolate milk, but we want him to go to at least 2% and maybe whole milk. But whole milk, just regular whole milk, we want restored in the school lunch line. And Congressman Thompson tried to get that into the Farm Bill, but there was pushback with some of the House and Senate conferees, and he didn't get it in. He's reintroduced that bill. He's trying to get Secretary Perdue, who has said he will work with Congress on this. One question I don't know. I think Secretary Perdue, he does have the authority to put whole milk back in the school lunch line without having to have legislation to do that. So I'm checking into that to see what the authority is with the Secretary. But I think he can do that on his own without having to have legislation passed. But we're working both angles on that.
It seems kind of silly that you need an act of Congress for a kid to drink whole milk.
I know. And, you know, people ought to read this book, The Big Fat Surprise by Nina Teeholz. The clinical studies have shown conclusively, again and again and again, that whole milk fat, is good for your diet. It does not cause coronary disease. And, you know, these studies have been conclusive. Clinical studies are time-consuming, they're expensive, but the scientific evidence is conclusive.
Thank you for the visit today, Bob Gray from Northeast Dairy Farmers Cooperatives. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.